good Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Now, on a Monday, Alan, we have just 7 days until the on-air fund drive, and we've broken the $300,000 mark in the lockbox challenge, $301,699.
So we have 99 bottles of beer on the wall. No, we have $99,000 to go. And if we can make this, we'll get that extra $10,000 from Jane Kane. We love her for doing this for us. It really is a mark of great WAMC patriotism. That's the good news, and we're all up to it, and I'm sure we can make it by going to WAMC.org or making that call today. Look, this is where we live. We're doing well. We're a little ahead of where we were last year when we were trying to make that $400,000 nut. But you know, you judge by what you do today and not what anybody did before, so anybody can do anything. I'd really appreciate it. Just get to WAMC.org. The whole staff will thank you for that. In the meantime, let's talk Trump.
Well, what a weekend and what a debate last night. Very bitter, certainly personal attacks. Just give us your thinking this morning. I know you watched the debate.
What I saw last night was just horrific. It was very upsetting. I thought that Trump portrayed himself and acted as a big bully. He got up, he prowled, he grimaced, he used his body weight to walk around and to distract from her. It was the classic bullying performance as far as I was concerned. As for Hillary, I don't think she did as well as she did in the first debate. I thought she had to be a little bit distracted by his threats of Bill Clinton, which fell flat, by the way. I thought that was horrible. And I thought the fact that he brought these women who obviously were involved with some aspect of Clinton's life, but to blame the wife for what the husband did, beyond belief. And by the way, I'm not sure I accept a lot of their stories either. So what we have here, David, is the ability to save himself, Trump. He landed many punches. He said he'd put her in jail, basically. Said, you belong in jail. You know, I'm going to appoint a special prosecutor. First time anybody can remember that in American history. And what it really does is it sets a precedent that is very unhealthy, that you see in Latin American dictatorships and other places. You win the election, you put your opponent in jail. It was a scary thing. We've never seen that before. So all I can say to you is that it was a horrifying night for me. I don't know about other people, because our American politics now are at a crossroad. But it does mean I think he saved himself enough to stay in the race. And from Hillary Clinton's perspective, I think that's a good thing. Because I think Americans have had a fatigue about this with just a few weeks to go in this election. It would have been a time where a Mike Pence or somebody else might have come on. But the Republicans have really gotten themselves to a tough spot because so many of them have now denounced him. I don't know that he won, but even though he made a little blip and survived as a result of this, that party is incredibly divided.
And what about women, Alan, after the release of the comments, the videotape of Trump and Access Hollywood's Billy Bush, basically having Trump say he's a star and so he can grope women in describing what he did? How does that affect when you see so many women now saying no way to Trump?
Well, yeah. Look, a great pundit, and I really don't know who it was, otherwise I'd tell you who it was, but I heard this secondhand said, and it was right. The Trump appeal is to white men now. His hope is that that will carry him. But the pundit said, yes, it is. It is what his attack style is. But there aren't enough white men to carry this election, which is why you heard Hillary Clinton again and again talking about celebrating diversity, bringing all Americans together. That's right. You know, when you looked at something like gay rights, whoever thought that you would see homosexual and lesbians and transgenders being allowed to marry? They are. And all of a sudden, the millennials are coming up and they're saying enough of this nonsense. So what I think you see here is a change in the American electorate. Now the only question is, and it is a huge question, who comes out to vote?
Well, we hope all of our listeners come out to vote for WAMC. Get in the lockbox, WAMC.org, under 100,000 to go now.
David, I'm scared. I confess it to you. We've done it before, but we have to, everybody has to do something, put their shoulder to the wheel. 1-800-323-9262, after 9 o'clock, please, or just right now, go to WAMC.org and put it in the lockbox.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.